Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What to do about opiate addiction is the focus of today's congressional field hearing at the Massachusetts State House. Among those scheduled to testify about the problem is Dr. Nathaniel Katz. He's an assistant adjunct professor of anesthesia at Tufts University School of Medicine and president of the company Analgesics Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you describe for us, if you would, in general terms, please, the addiction problem as you see it right now, particularly in Massachusetts?
We have now in Massachusetts about 2 deaths per day, and that's been at that rate for some years now. And in addition to the fatalities, we also have numerous non-fatal overdoses, many patients presenting after having become addicted to prescription opioids. We've got children who are accidentally exposed to opioids, some of whom die. Crime associated with this problem. Certainly, prescription opioid addiction is a larger problem than heroin and cocaine addiction combined in this state and around the country.
Who is a typical addict?
Some individuals start as early as their young teenage years, 12, 13, 14, with prescription opioids, often having started with cigarettes or alcohol or marijuana, although the typical person becoming addicted is in their late teens or early 20s. When you look at people dying of overdoses, though, they tend to be a little bit older, closer to 40, for reasons that we haven't really worked out very well.
In the report that we just heard from David Boeri, he talked about something known as PERC 30, becoming the new affordable opiate, if you will. What's that?
PERC 30 is really a misnomer. It's what would be better called single-entity oxycodone products. Like OxyContin, except it's an immediate-release product instead of an extended-release product like OxyContin. And it is true that it is becoming more and more abused because it does not have the acetaminophen in it that many abusers would prefer to avoid, and also comes in higher doses than the Percocet that many people are familiar with.
Now, a lot of folks have heard that these opiates are basically stolen from medicine cabinets, and that's how they get circulated around. But it's my understanding there's also a very large growing market for them on the streets as well, that people are actually getting them from dealers. Where are they coming from?
It's coming from all those places. Certainly, most prescription opioids that are abused come directly or indirectly from doctors' prescriptions and probably from dentists and other types of prescribers as well. And adolescents and others frequently get them out of the medicine cabinets of the people to whom they've been prescribed. That's absolutely the case. However, there is also a growing more of a wholesale market, if you will, where dealers get them in various types of organized approaches, including from states outside of Massachusetts, such as Florida.
There have been several recommendations about how to deal with this problem, and you've come up with your own 10-point plan. And among the things you've suggested is better monitoring of prescriptions. What would that do?
Prescription monitoring is really the only way that we have to prevent doctor shopping, which is where an individual goes from one doctor to another to get prescriptions, which are often not known to the other prescribers. That is one of the major risk factors for overdose death. And so prescription monitoring, where doctors get a report of all the prescribers that are prescribing for each of their patients, is the only tool in our arsenal to prevent this very important problem.
Okay. Dr. Nathaniel Katz, Assistant Adjunct Professor of Anesthesia and President of Analgesic Solutions, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
My pleasure.